Yes, time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid does. A lot of stupid stuff out there, and we just have to report it. Oh, yeah. Well, if you're expecting to get a caffeine buzz at work, you know, you drink a lot of coffee. You got to get going, a little jittery. That's one thing. Getting loaded, however, on Mary Jane. That's right, pot. Generally frowned upon. Well, apparently a worker at a Vancouver office unintentionally served her co-workers pot-laced brownies. Yes, the 10 o'clock break worked into the 11 o'clock break, into the lunchtime break, into the afternoon break. It all just kind of ran together. Three employees experienced, well, some lightheadedness, disorientation, some numbness, and yes, some munchies. Investigators examined the brownies, determined that indeed the secret ingredient was some Mary Jane. Turns out the woman who brought the brownies had discovered them in her freezer at home and just brought them to work. Apparently her son had baked the treats about a year ago, put them in the freezer at his mom's house, and forgot about them. Nobody pressed any charges. In fact, they all held hands, sat around the typewriter, and sang Kumbaya for the rest of the afternoon. They were all pretty well mellowed out. See, if you don't know you're doing it, yeah, that's where it gets a little bit deal. A 23-year-old woman in England expected her date to steal her heart. Not cash. Leah Gibbs met 21-year-old Adam Minton on Facebook. There you go. The work of Satan right there, Facebook. Planned to spend an evening watching a DVD and getting to know one another. She got to know him all right. Minton tricked her into, well, driving her to a store. First, he said he just needed a ride to a friend's house, but instead they ended up in front of a shopping area. A few minutes later, he returned to the car in somewhat of a panic, ordering her to go, go, go. Well, he had robbed a betting shop at knife point. Needed her as his getaway driver. Apparently, he did not have a license, which isn't all that good of a thing, as you would expect. Pull it over, honey. Oh, you, by the way, with the knife and the money out of the car. The poke at the big house, sing, sing. The rock, the pit, the hole, the slam, the concrete cubicle. Finally, normally a husband wouldn't be too happy if he found out his wife was a stripper. This guy was unhappy his stripper wife wasn't making enough money. Apparently, Laundry Robinson of Indiana became enraged when his wife didn't bring home enough dollar bills from work. So, what do you do? Well, gosh, he lit her motel room on fire and then assaulted her. And then another woman who tried to intervene. Robinson was charged with arson and battery. And he's spending a little time with the other guy at the metal motel there. Come on, people. Come on. Can't we all just get along? Really. Seriously. There's your Gump File. Tuesday, September 6th. 20 minutes now after 3. Chuck Hall. K-O-R-D.